welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's up, fellow entrepreneurs? How's it going? Happy Friday. Scott here. Today, we're going to be diving into more of a mindset topic, but it is absolutely essential for any hustlers, entrepreneurs out there. We're talking today about effective time management. And I will dive into these topics every once in a while because there are so many things that are required, crucial, mission critical for you to master before you actually succeed, even if you have all the business know-how. Even if you know how to run the campaigns and you know how to do the cold calling and the outbound sales and the raising the money and the, you know, balancing the books and all of the stuff, you got to have the right mindset or none of it really matters. And I can guarantee you the people with the right mindset and the right work ethic can make a bad idea work, but the people with the wrong mindset and the wrong work ethic can absolutely blow up and destroy an exceptional idea. So today's time management, we're going to go into it. Before I keep going, I'm going to walk you through some topics, some tactics, some strategies that will hopefully make your life better. And obviously, each one of these strategies in a future date, I will go into in intricate detail, but right now, high level stuff. Before I go into it, please share this podcast with someone else who's building something because I can guarantee it can help them. Business is difficult. It doesn't have to be, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel. So let's dive right in. First things first, we're going to talk about time management, but to time manage properly, you got to set goals. And I know it sounds basic, but you'd be surprised at how many people overlook this crucial step. Now, I'm not talking about the fluffy, feel-good goals. I'm talking about SMART goals. SMART, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. That's how you set yourself up for success. Now, once you've got your goals laid out, it's time to prioritize. I mean, ruthlessly prioritize. And by the way, just a caveat, when I'm walking through all these strategies, mindset, meaning that you can apply it to any project or task that you're working on in your business right now. These are not meant for just one particular topic or particular action item you got to cross off the checklist. This can be for anything. Okay. So now that you've got your goals laid out, next step is prioritizing. And I mean, ruthlessly prioritize. As an entrepreneur, you got to figure out what tasks are going to move the needle for your business and you got to focus on those. Everything else can wait or be delegated. And speaking of delegation, delegation is an entrepreneur's best friend. Seriously, you cannot do it all yourself. I know it's hard for all of you control freaks out there. But if you want to scale your business, you need to build a team. You need to trust them to handle the tasks that don't require your unique expertise. All right. Now let's talk about some time management tools and techniques. There are a ton of tools out there that you can use to actually manage your time better. I mean, there are more project management tools like Trello or Asana or even Google Calendar, whatever helps you manage the actual tasks you're working on. Or there's some actual apps that help you stay focused, and I'll dive into what these are at the end of the show, but like there's Rescue Time or Todoist or To Focus at Will, Forest, Timular, Pomodoro Tracker, Evernote, Clockify, all great tools to help you stay focused and manage your time, and I'll break those down in a second. But you have all these tools at your disposal, use them. And for techniques, I mean, there's the Pomodoro technique. I'm not going to go into everything right now, but the Pomodoro technique is a useful time management technique. There's time blocking. There's the Eisenhower matrix. The point is, the list goes on. There's endless information out there. You just have to find what resonates with you and stick with it. Consistency is key. Another thing that's going to help you in your entrepreneurial journey, the importance of saying no. It's tough. I get it, but you can't be everything to everyone. You need to protect your time. Protect your energy so you can focus on what really matters. Now, after you've mastered this framework, what's next? Routines. The power of routines. Routines create structure, and structure breeds success. Figure out your most productive time of day, schedule your most important tasks during that time, and don't forget to schedule some downtime too, because burnout is real, my friends, and it's a surefire way to derail your progress. Now, speaking of downtime, let's speak about work-life balance. A bit of a controversial topic, but I believe it is essential for long-term success. You have to find what works for you, whether or not it's spending time with family, hitting the gym, binge watching your favorite Netflix show. Just make sure to carve out time for yourself. And by the way, it doesn't mean when I say work-life balance that you're 9 to 5 and you shut off. I'm saying that you have work-life integration and there is a balance with a personal activity or hobby. Now, let's switch gears for a second and talk about the importance of tracking your progress, also very important. Remember those SMART goals that we just spoke about? Make sure you're keeping track of your progress and adjusting your approach as needed against those SMART goals. You can't improve what you don't measure. Very important concept. And while we're on the subject of tracking, don't forget to celebrate your wins, no matter how small they may seem. When you're building something, you need to celebrate your successes. It keeps you motivated. It helps you build momentum. Remember, entrepreneurship is a marathon, not a sprint. So give yourself some credit. Keep pushing forward. Now, one thing I also want to touch on is the concept of learning to work smarter, not harder. We live in an age of information overload. It's easy to get bogged down in the minutiae. It's focusing on high impact tasks, strategies that will really make a difference in your business. Now, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a few final thoughts on this topic. Time management, productivity is a skill. It's an entrepreneurial skill. And like any skill, it takes practice. And I listed a few of the things that you're going to start to understand and explore as you go into your business building and entrepreneurial journey. All of these topics that we just really touched on briefly are very important topics, but this is just like an introduction. Like, you're going to start drinking from the fire hose as an entrepreneur. You have to get used to some of these topics. And if you've never heard of any of these, let this be the sign that you got to go down rabbit holes. All right. Don't expect to become a master overnight at any of these things, but you have to keep refining your approach. You have to keep learning from your mistakes, learning from others. And most importantly, don't give up. Because remember, the most valuable resource you have as an entrepreneur is time. You can always make more money. You can never make more time. So treat it like the precious commodity that it is and invest in it wisely. Now, I alluded earlier to a few time management tools specifically designed to help you stay focused, manage your time, improve your productivity. Let me go through these. You can go check them out, see if they're right for you. First one is Rescue Time. This is a time tracking software that monitors how you spend your time on different applications and websites. It provides insights into your productivity and helps you make better choices about how you allocate your time. Todoist is a great to-do list app. It helps you organize your tasks, set priorities, track your progress. It allows you to manage your time more effectively. Focus at Will is a music app specifically designed to help you concentrate and stay focused by playing background music that enhances productivity. Forest is a gamified productivity app that encourages you to stay focused on tasks by growing a virtual forest. So this app helps you avoid distractions by, quote, planting a tree when you begin a task, which will only continue to grow if you stay focused. A Timular is a physical time tracking device and software that allows your time that allows you to track your time spent on various tasks by flipping the device to different sides, each representing a specific task or project. The Pomodoro Tracker is a web-based app. It helps you implement the Pomodoro technique, breaking your work into intervals, usually 25 minutes, separated by short breaks. This helps you improve your focus and your productivity. Evernote is a note-taking and organization app that helps you and allows you to capture ideas, create to-do lists, set reminders. It ensures you stay on track with your tasks and your goals. And lastly, Clockify is a time tracking tool that helps you monitor time spent on tasks, projects, provides some insights into your work habits, and helps you identify areas where you can improve your time management. These tools can help you manage your time more effectively. They track your activities. They help you minimize distractions. They help you improve your focus. Remember that each person has unique preferences and needs, so it's essential to explore different tools to find the one that works for you. Anyway, so there you have it. That's my take on effective time management strategies at a very high level for entrepreneurs. I hope you found it valuable. Again, I want to hear from you, share your thoughts, your struggles, your success. Hit me up on social. Let's keep the conversation going. As always, you want to start learning some of these concepts, applying them to your business. You're not going to be perfect day one, but I can guarantee you any entrepreneur that you idolize, even though you shouldn't be, but any entrepreneur you idolize has gone through everything I've just spoken about in great detail and tried to understand it and apply it. So there's something there. And if you are just starting on your entrepreneurial journey, this is a great wake-up call to help you understand how valuable time is, but also how many resources are available to support you. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.